Okay, let's start from Simin Kuf Ayin. Isu Giluch Peos Haroish Vazokon. Okay, the shaving of Peos Haroish Vazokon, a lot of complicated halachas. Peos Haroish Im Heim Shtayim,
the Seferish. The sugar cubes are from the Pidyon Aben.
Segula.
The sugar that they had garlic.
Segula.
The whole purpose of garlic is that from the sugar, you eat the garlic and it has the sweetness. So we go straight to the sweetness.
Okay, good. Well said. Peres Haroish, Heim Stein, Besoif Haroish, Behumokon Chiburai, Lelechi, Mimin, Umismol, Eitzel Hoizen. Okay, that's a mouthful. Pun intended. No, or. Okay, the Peres Haroish. Are the two? Let's read it slowly. It's translated very slowly. Him Stein. There are two corners. Besoifer at the end of the head. A lot of these terms I'm not familiar with. Umokim chiburai lelechim yamin is the place where we connect the jaw on the right side. Umis small and the left side. Eitzel oizen. The sideburns. So I guess what we call the sideburns is what he's calling here the end of the head. These are called the corners. A lot of these things are tradition. We don't really know. We don't have clarity in the precise location of the Peos Harosh. There's just basic tradition of how of different customs of what not to cut, what to cut. Supposedly, if a person really knows what you're doing, you can shave with a razor. Right? That's what they say. If you really know what you're doing, there are five corners. There's a corner here, a corner here, a corner here, and somewhere over here. Basically, they say, L'chol hadeis, the mustache is okay. And there were people that do this. There are people that shave. You're familiar with this? There are people that shave their mustache with a razor. Because supposedly, there is no, when the mustache is out of the zone of the four corners, the five corners of the head, the five pairs. What?
The Amish.
And I don't think it's going to go look good on a shidduch resume when they tell you that the boy he shaves his mustache with a razor.
What about so underneath here also probably?
No, underneath there you're getting already involved in
one of the spots,
the corners, how far to go. I don't know. Maybe the chin. I don't know the answer. I don't know. But the mustache. You heard this thing. I heard this as years ago. I used to hear about such a thing that there are people that they have the mustache. They have a razor and they use the razor for the mustache. There's no shave. You can't get a close shave with an electric shaver. Not possible. The only thing you want, the real deal is you got to use a razor. But again, as the Torah says, l'sashkas hashkas is aser to use. But the mustache is a safe zone, so that you can use. But again, I don't think it's. Obviously, this is not something that you want to promote. Let's go further. Now here he says a very big chumrah. He says here now the Peos Harosh. Vafilu legalcham b'misparayim with scissors came tal like a razor. The hainu samach lebasar v'loy mishar klum and asaru samach lebasar. No, it's to go very close along the sideburns to shave off the sideburns with a scissor cutting action, which we'll describe in one moment. Yesh oishim. There are those that hold that it's forbidden. Ulechein. If let's read the paragraph, then we'll come back and explain. Im tzarch legalcham lerefuah. If it has to be cut off, let's say there's a rash, doctor's orders that area has to be shaved off. Because they have to be some type of refua. Yizur shlul galcham samach lebasar mamash v'shiur ha'pi'akama. So then you should be careful not to cut it that close. Try to cut it, leave over a little bit where a little there should be some amount of the hair which you can pull, or it can theoretically it can turn towards itself. Okay, we'll discuss in one moment. Let's finish up. V'shir ha'peya nichneged sa'ar shal padachto v'ad l'mata ho'ezen. The shir of the peya is opposite the forehead. Okay, so it starts over here. It starts with the forehead and it goes all the way down v'ad l'mata min ho'ezen. What part of the ear? Low than the ear, the cyber. Mokom shalechi ha'tachton yotzei. The lower jaw exits. Umisparate sham and separates there. I have actually home a book. They have some new color books. They have images, all different images, makes you even more confused. But they're different traditions. So some go until the bone, right? I think that's the most common shita. There's a bone on the cheek. There's a cheekbone. So that is traditionally you should let it go until the bone. Okay, let it go until the bone. Some briskers, right? They go all the way down until the earlobe. I don't know why they do that.
The different sheet is the top of the bone or the bottom of the bone.
Right? Bottom of the bone. Okay, most of us, we go until the bone. You look around, you see in shul, what does the average person do? The average person, whether he considers himself modern Orthodox, he considers himself Haredi, whatever, the average person goes until, basically, until the bone.
Why did the brisk is shaved before the wedding and not after?
Why do they shave before the wedding and not after? Because a girl does not like a boy that has a beard. Simple.
She likes him when she's married?
She has no choice. She has no choice. She's stuck.
Why is cast?
That's okay. But now let's just discuss the basic issue of this. When it comes to cutting off the ear, why are electric shavers permitted? The reason is there are two different ways to remove hair from the flesh. There is called tar, and then there is something called misparayim. What is the difference? The difference is tar, a razor, is where you're using a blade. To cut a hair, you need pressure on two sides. You need a blade on one side, and you need something hard on the other side to apply pressure to cut the hair. When you use a razor, the other side of the razor is the skin. You press the blade against the hair. The pressure from the other side of the hair is being supplied by the skin, the flesh of the person himself. That type of cutting is called hashchasa, it's called tar. Because when you do it in that fashion, you're going all the way up against the skin and you're cutting off the hair from the earliest source where it comes out from below the skin. Misparayim, scissor action, is where you put a hair in between two pieces of metal or two pieces of metal and you cut. If you can get very, very close, good for you. But the pressure being applied to cut the hair is not being supported by the skin, it's being supported by two blades. That is why shaving is permitted. Because what do you do when we shave? A hair enters into a screen. And a blade cuts. So what is the hair being cut against? A razor, a blade, is being pressed against the screen of your shaver. Whether it's a rotary shaver, there's a screen, and there's a blade that's spinning around and it's cutting the blade against the hair. Or if it's, what are they called? The other type of shavers. The screen shavers. The screen shavers have a blade that vibrates inside very quickly, and then there is, and then there is a screen. The hair goes into the screen, and the blade cuts the hair against the screen. So the blade is pressing against the screen. There are two pieces of metal that are combining forces in order to cut a blade. When you have two pieces of metal combining together to cut a blade, that is called a scissor action. Misparayim. Misparayim is permitted. The Torah only prohibits when it comes to the peos, the corners of the zakan, of the beard, and of the rosh, only prohibits cutting off with losashchis hashchasa, where the blade cuts against the skin itself. Now, let's just discuss momentarily the issue of the lift and cut. Now, the lift and cut. If you look on the box, or you go online and you look at the demonstration of how the lift and cut works, they have a little piece of metal attached to the blade, which supposedly, when the hair goes into the screen, and it rotates very, very quickly, the force of the rotation causes the hair to get caught in between the piece of metal and the blade, and it yanks it. It pulls the skin all the way, the hair, all the way into the machine. And what it does, according to the illustration, it pulls the skin, it actually pulls your skin into the screen, and then the blade cuts up against your skin instead of cutting up against the screen. And the classic shaver, even a rotary shaver, the hair enters the screen, and the blade cuts against the screen. Lift and cut, they claim that they're able to suck your skin into the screen. They're not just pulling the hair into the screen. They're pulling your hair, and your hair is pulling on your skin, and they're sucking your skin into the screen, so the blade can then cut up against your skin. Now, if you believe what it says on the illustration, the lift and cut, it would be usur to use a lift and cut shaver. Norelco only makes lift and cut shavers. And they're the only ones who make quality shavers.
So now
you can take it out. You can take it out yourself. You know how to take it out yourself. Or you can pay a guy in the store $5 or $10, take it out for you. Now the question, and it's a very big issue, not everyone takes it out because many, what? Rabbi Willig. Rabbi Willig basically says that the illustration is not true. There's no way it can be proven. There's no way. We don't have the technology. Maybe they do by now. Maybe they have these cameras, these incredible cameras, these electronic cameras that can record or take a billion pictures in a second. They can actually watch what's going on. I don't know if they can, but when this technology was invented, it's very nice. They demonstrate on the box that your skin is being sucked into the screen and the blade cuts against your skin. If you really believe what it demonstrates on the box, you're not allowed to use a lift and cut shaver because it's mamish what the Torah says, hashchasa. You're not cutting through scissor action, you're cutting through a razor against your skin. It's hashchasa. And many poskim are machmir. They tell you you should not use lift and cut shaver unless you first take. It's no big deal to take out the lift. You take out the lift. It's very easy to take out. Either you can clip off each little piece of lift by yourself, or you can open up the blade and pull out the whole thing, or you can get someone to do it for you. It's not a big deal to take out the lift.
There's
a service. They do it in all the stores. So you go buy a razor in the Buzz. They'll do it for you in the store, or once you learn how to do it, you need a nail clipper. You need a little thing. It's just to cut off the little pieces. It's not a big deal. But many poskim, not many, but Rabbi Willig, he's Bereisham, and others as well, they say that it's just not true. The advertisement is false advertising. It's just not true. It's baloney. You can put the screen to your face. There's no way in the world that the screen, the lift is pulling your skin into the thing and it's cutting. Exactly. So they don't believe it. They don't believe it, and therefore they don't require you to take out the lift from the lift and cut shaver. People who use both, many of them claim they don't see any difference in the shave. Many people who use the lift and cut shaver, and then they get very frum, and they take out the lift, they decide they want to be machmer, take out the lift, they say they don't see any difference whatsoever in the quality of the shave between using when it has lift inside, or the lift, or it's not, which seems to prove that the advertising is not really true. It's all hype, okay? And there's no way anyone can disprove that. I mean, they're allowed to advertise. There are laws. You're not allowed to have false advertising. No one ever challenged that it's not true. Now, this is all fine and good when it comes to the zaking where it says lo hashchasa. You're not allowed to. There's another prohibition in the Torah of lo sakifu pas roishchem, and the prohibition of lo sakifu pas roishchem is even more chomer. Does not allow you to cut even scissor action. If you cut with scissor action so close that you no longer see, you no longer detect that there was any hair there, then there's a separate violation of lo sakifu pas roishchem. So you're not allowed to take a shaver, a regular shaver, a kosher, even scissors, and shave off the payas. Right, you can take the pace, you can cut very, very close, but there has to remain a certain amount, a certain small amount, basically enough that you can see pretty much. That you can see it there, because if you can see that, it pretty much means that you can theoretically take each here and you can bend it backwards towards its source. So you can't use a shaver to shave off the peyos harosh. Now, therefore, some are very machmir. This is the halacha. I don't know why people are not so machmir. A lot of times the barber, when they take their little machine, that little machine that makes all that noise, and they straighten out the sideburns, they also like to cut a little bit along the side of the ear. They take the machine and they go down, they make it nice and neat. That's shalai kedin, that's not allowed. That's not shalai halacha. A lot of the B'nai Torah, they know this. They don't let the barber take the machine when they make the sideburns and let them use the machine in the area. They use it for the back. That's fine. You can use it in the back to make a square back, a round back, but you're not allowed to use that machine along the sideburns. Because if you lose that machine along the sides, you are doing what it says in the Torah, lo sakifu pas roishchem. You're not allowed to you're not allowed to cut off, even through a scissor action, the hair that would prevent your head from being a perfect circle. If you remove the sideburns, then the hair around on the head turns into a hakafa, and it's not stopped through the peyos harosh. Okay, so those are that's exactly really what he says over here. He says over here that even when you're cutting off the sideburns, because of the prohibition of lo sakifu, you're not allowed to use even a scissor to cut it to a degree where it cannot be seen, which for us would basically mean to use a shaver to cut above the bone on the side of the head. Okay, let's take a look over here what it says in Ois Aleph. Ois Aleph says, afilu al-vashir ha-peos, ayin b'shut, the second Aleph, because the first Aleph was from the yesterday, from the tattoos. V'shir ha-peos, ayin b'shut chasam sofer, v'hagoyis chasam sofer, the insoch al-pi ha-din, sh'yi orich kol sar, magia l'mata mi-oizen, the hair do not need to reach below the bone. In other words, you don't have to have peos. Okay, what about chasidim? Chasidim have peos, right? So we don't have peos. Litvaks don't have peos. Today they already have peos. All the Litvish boys have peos, at least until they get older. But there's no requirement that the hair on the side should go down below the side. That's not necessary. The ein tzarich al pi hadin sheyia oirich kol sar miyagil lemata mioizin, the yitlu and the yitlu kital talim, and to circle it like we see chasidim have elo kol sar shegodlo meapadachas al lemata mioizin also lahashlisoi or legalchoi ki ein sar. The only prohibition is any hair that grows below the forehead to the bottom of the bone, the cheekbone. Also, the prohibition according to the letter of the law is to destroy it, to destroy with a razor, or even to use scissor cutting action. When we shave, it's called gilachas ke'ein. It's not tar. Tar is aser, but ke'ein tar is mutter. Ke'ein tar is mutter on the beard, the corners of the beard, but it's not mutter when it comes to the sides. Samach lebaser, aval, because that's hakaf, that would be a violation of lo sakifu pas reshchem. Aval asher nei, this is obviously chassidish approach. Obviously, chlitzas not going to follow this. Aval asher lemi shemachzik gam bezeh. Fortunate are those people that are nizer, that all of the hair that grows along the side of the head, they just let it grow long, and they have long peis, they roll it up, and they do all different things. V'chein kasa v'agoyis kesaf soifer b'shem avim marat chasam soifer to'olam toyim v'choy. The oil makes a mistake and thinks it only has to reach until the lower jaw. Those people that go in the machmer, they have long payas, they let the hair on the side of the hands go all the way down. Good for them, fortunate them, it's kadosh she'omar lo. Over shol shol, la'adoni la'admar hagoin, maharash. What's I know this is? Okay, Hera lehayam shel Shlomo shekasav shekibel mizakenei lehaniach kol peis sarosh v'lo legalchan bal kolikar lefi she'ein anan yoidim kamo kori hakafa. We don't know what's called hakafa. Ayin sham avulhu siem di alpi ikar hadin kol shemigaleach shloi ke'ein tar she'ein oy samach lebaser ein boy shum iser ki hashulchanach. Technically, like what we do, what the Litvish Olam does, you can cut it. There's no problem whatsoever. Just do not cut it ke'ein tar. Leave over a small amount where at least it's nikar le'nayim that there is hair growing over there. Don't shave it. Certainly, don't use a razor. Don't use a razor. But even if you're not going to use a razor, don't use a shaver to cut it. You have to leave over a small amount, and that is what is the halachically permitted. And the chassidim, they want to be machmer. They want to go have a chumra, whatever this means. They want to let it grow and grow and grow until it forms long payas. That is their prerogative. Ulekute Torah laharizal kasav shama v'chaim vital. What does he write? Turn the page. De Harizal lo hoya maniach peis haroshi agdilu kol kach shichnus ulamata b'mokam sar hazakan mamish shebehegiyoy l'sham hoyuchaitcham. Okay, the Harizal would not let his peis grow long. He cut off his peis when it came to the area of the beard. He cut it, so he had short peis. Okay, the Harizal. Okay, you don't have to be machmir than the Harizal. He did not have long peis. He had short peis. Ooh. What did the Kapishnitz have? Did the Kapishnitz have pace? Pace? Yeah.
For sure.
For sure? Long pace? V'chosa b'shut samach tzedek milubavitch. Tahainu she'agil l'mokom peyos lechia tachton. So it's, he only has to reach to the lechia tachton. U'v'darkei tshuva hevi divrei m'chosa v'chakach she'yitzigil lo hagon ha'kodesh mishunuvo. B'shem hagon ha'kodesh marash mi'belza. De'ha'kavonas harizal enoi l'mala achar l'mala Achar Hatzedoim, El Lamato is now referring to what is above, along one of the sides. El Lamato Besof Lechiat Hachtoin, Seif Haponim, Sheyoisim Izelohin Lohoyen Minech Legalom, Avalhoye Choitcham. So it doesn't mean that he didn't have payas at all. It means that he let the payas grow down. He did let them go down to the very, very bottom, but he did not let it go down longer than that. Longer than that, there's Taruvis. You don't want it to mix with the beard. There's the Zokon, there is the beard, and there are the payas Sarosh. The two are not supposed to mix Ati Kabal. That's what he's referring to, but it does not mean they did not pay us at all, but it just means that they had short pace. We didn't get that yet. We're not up to the beard yet. Right now, we're first talking about the payas harosh. The oy the cost of sham shem agana kodesh mishinava. The afshdab kedesha payos aruchos yoisem misoif upon him when they get lachol hades. The result did not let it get down to the lechia tachlin, wherever that is. But then there are people that let it go then all the way down to the beard. Yeish lechotchan. Payas that are too long are dangerous. Just like it's too long, it's dangerous to have long hair. If you zoichet have that nesayin of having long hair, right? So just like it's dangerous to have long hair because of the klipos, whatever this means, it's dangerous to have payas that are too long, that go all the way down to the area of the beard. I don't know. I don't know. You're asking me. Let's always base. I don't. I'm looking around here. I don't see this is very nogi aloch lemaisi. No. Yeah. Yeah. They're very wide. Okay. So there's another issue. What is the shear from the shear of the payas start from here? Are you allowed to trim it? Right, good point. Are you allowed to trim it? Very good question. Right. Let's say they grow very well. Something doesn't grow. Some people it just grows a teeny bit. On a trim, how far? The tradition is 40 hairs. And what does that mean? I don't know what that means, 40 hairs. It's like an inch or 2 inches. And once it grows, you can trim it. The payas harosh lo sakifu means that it should be noticeable that there is hair growing down. You're not allowed to cut near the ear. That's the corner, but you don't have to let it grow continuously along the cheeks. The thickness from where it first starts going out. Let's say it grows into your cheeks. Are you allowed to trim it? So the briskas, they don't. That's what you're pointing out. That the briskas, they let it grow all the way into their cheeks. It looks funny. These thick pears, like they say, it's cold. Cold outside. It's brisk outside. Make sure you wear thick payas. Something along those lines. No, but the Iker Adin is you're after 40 years. I don't know how to count 40 years. That's too hard for me. I can look in the mirror to count 1, 2, 3, 4. But they give it in terms of inches, I don't know, millimeters, that you are allowed to trim. You do what is normal. What is normal is it grows a certain amount, 2-3 inches, and then you can trim it going into your cheeks. That's no longer called the payas. The payas are only the corners that are closest to the ears. Once you get past a certain safe point, you're allowed to trim the thickness. Again, the shear they give is 40 hairs. Okay, I have a safer at home. We have to really bring in the safer. I'll show you some good pictures. Yeah.
See it in general, but when I was a kid, diving in the shtiebel when I was a little kid with the batter roofs down, his father. So when his father cut his pay, it's the one that's the rough now, never used any kind of a scissor whatsoever. Literally speaking, he took a match.
He took a match.
That's how they used to cut their
Was
pay.
It a fire extinguisher?
That's a different thing.
And they used to stand there like that.
Okay, that's a Kabbalistic thing. You don't want to use Hashchasa. Hashchasa. Look, it's very bizarre. Look, the Mishnah Berurah says something very, very strange. I don't know if they follow this. Tzitzis. So Mishnah Berurah. When they go to the factory, they make tzitzis. How do you think they cut the tzitzis? These are scissors, right? Well, what are you going to use? They have to be a certain size. The Mishnah Berurah. You should not use the scissors. You should use your teeth. To cut the tzitzis. Why? Obviously, because using a scissors is a hashchasa.
In the factory or in the...
Yeah, in the factory. I don't believe that they follow what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. It's not possible. It's not possible. They're not using scissors. But it says in the Mishnah Berurah, this is not a Kabbalah Sefer. So you're talking about the pay is the same exact thing. There's this type of flavor of Kabbalah, Hashchasa. It's a klimashlis. No, it's not. It's obviously, there's no one that's doing it today, but just give you an example. So let's see what it says. Halacha Beis. Let's see halacha base. Peyos hazaka azaka. Now we come to the beard. Okay, so we discussed the peyos sarosh. The basic. So we really just gave the basic. Just to review, what we have to be aware of when it comes to the peyos sarosh, you're not allowed to even use a shaver. You have to leave over a significant amount. With this, there's a term called tar. Tar means hashchasa. Then there's something called misparayim, which is scissor action, which we use for shaving our face. And then there is misparayim ke'ein tar. Well, misparayim is in scissor action. Is misparayim ke'ein tar. Misparayim ke'ein tar, which is shaving, is forbidden on the peos. Because in addition to the prohibition of hashchasa, there's a second prohibition of lo sakifu. It should not appear that your hair is round, forms a perfect circle. So if you cut off the peos, you are now causing the hair around your head to form a perfect circle. What exactly is the area of the head that is called the peos sarosh? This is subject to great machlokes. Great machlokes, what is the peos sarosh? We pretty much don't touch anything until at least the cheekbone. At least the cheekbone. And as far as thickness is concerned, you're allowed to trim it once you get past about an inch or two, whatever the share is, about 40 years, whatever that will be, whatever looks well, 40 years. And it's an important thing to keep in mind that it's I don't think everyone holds this 100% halacha, but it's definitely a very, very important hiddur, is not to allow the barber to use the machine along the sideburns. They can use the machine to make it perfectly straight at the cheekbone. They can use the machine to make a round back, to make a square back. But they're not supposed to use them. They can use the machine to make it even, to shorten the thickness. But they should not use that machine, that trimming machine, up against your ear, above the bone and above. And many, many barbers, most barbers who are not familiar with the halachos, who don't deal with the Jewish clientele, they don't know the halachos, they'll just do it. You're not allowed to use a misparayim ke'en sar on the peyos harosh. The same way no one would dare today go and take a shaver and shave off their peyos. I'm not using a sar. A shaver is permitted. We're not from that group that don't use... I'm talking about from the ear. The ear. They like to make it nice. A good barber takes pride in his work. He wants to make it look neat. They take the machine and they make a little line. They shave off any excess to make it look nice and neat. Against from the earlobe, moving in just a teeny amount. You don't even realize they're doing it. They do it so fast. They do around the back. They make a square back. They come around over here and they just shave a teeny amount over here. That is usur. I'm not mamishas. It's a machloek if it's mamishas. I don't remember all the details. But that is, they're doing there what is not seemingly permitted. That's called misparayim ke'entar. Misparayim ke'entar is also on the peyos harosh because it violates lo sakifu, something that is independent of the prohibition of hashchasa. Hashchasa is a razor on the face. This is the peyos harosh lo sakifu. They can use the machine after they get past 40 years to shorten the width, but along the ear itself, it should not be done. What?
So until the ear is considered mamish to peyos?
Yeah. What do you mean until the ear? Coming down from here until the bone, from the ear.
I thought you straight down back.
Back, yes, that's the peyos. Yes,
the
yes,
ear.
Yes.
But the ear is excluded.
Inside the ear, of course, is excluded. The hair, one of those. You
so
want to go?
Speaking of hair on your ear.
In the ear. They sell special machines for this.
On the ear.
No, that's mutter. Of course, it's mutter.
Behind the ear
is mutter. Behind the ear is mutter.
On top of the ear is also no problem.
No, on top of the ear is the machlokes. What exactly? There are different diagrams. What the machlokes we're showing them? What exactly it's called the peyos harosh? The whole area over here is subject to a big machlokes.
The front is the
right. Over here and below is mutter for us. Over here and below.
And the side is the right.
That's the question.
That's the question. What exactly is cool? I have diagrams. A, B, C. I have a whole diagram. A, according to the Rashba, this. The Ritzvah, this. This whole chunk. This whole chunk over here. Okay? The whole chunk. The whole chunk is called the Peyos HaRosh. It's a machlokes rishonim. Which part exactly is called the Peyos HaRosh? But the area over here, the sideburns, l'chol hadeis. The sideburn. Coming down until the bone, everyone agrees that's the Peyos HaRosh. And therefore you should not let the barber take that machine and do from the ear.
Even to thin it.
They can use a scissor. They can use a scissor to cut.
They can't use the machine.
But they use the machine. They use the machine is like a shaver. It's called what?
They do top of a comb.
Top of a comb, which would be mutter.
Top of a comb is mutter. A top of a comb is mutter, right? They can trim. Right? They put it in the comb. They use the machine to trim it. But they take the machine itself against the flesh. That's exactly what you use a shaver. What a shaver does. A shaver is called in halacha nisparayim ke'ein tar. It's not tar, because tar means you're cutting against the flesh. Misparayim is you're cutting against two blades, one against the other. Misparayim came tar is mutter on the face, but it's not mutter on the sideburns. Okay, now we come to the peyos, so let's do a little bit. Peyos hazokon. Now we come to the corners of the beard. Loi osra taira lahashchis ella bitar. Okay, so the beard, we're much more lenient. We're much more lenient. You can cut with the scissors. The only thing that is forbidden is the tar, is the razor. The adir ha-peos. What are the five corners of the zokon, of the beard? Hein chomesh. Verubai. Verabai bohen hadeos. There are many opinions as to what exactly are the five corners of the beard, and we are not experts in knowing what they are. Lefikach yore shamayim lo yavir tar al kol zukon klal, because we are not experts as to the exact five parts of the beard. They have all these diagrams, they have technology, and they analyze. They have a skeleton. They can analyze with all different noise guns. And they can analyze all different parts of the beard. We are not bekim al this today. Vafilu al asofach al yoyno itach hasagaren. As you mentioned, therefore, since it's not makbitz, therefore, we don't even do the mustache. Because who knows? Maybe the corner of the mustache is called one of the five corners, or the chin. To shave with the razor on the chin, we don't do this. There is no difference of using a razor or using a very sharp stone. A very sharp stone has the same status of hashchasa. Anytime you have an object that is pressing against the flesh to remove the hair, that is called hashchasa. For example, I don't know what this word is. Okay, or pim, whatever these words are. She also gam came the oisam.
It's a pincers tweezers.
A tweezers, okay, but you're cutting with the pressure is being used against the flesh. That's what's critical. The oisam shemasim sar hazok na yidei mishicha misid. Okay, one lime. That's the yesh lehem lizar shloy ligor es hamashicha besakin shema yachtech sarak. You might cut with the pressure of the knife, rak yigoroi bikisa mukhudoime. So I guess when they apply the sam, or when they remove the sam, person has to be careful
that the plastic knife.
Whatever they use, we have to be careful that you don't apply pressure. Because if you're applying pressure, the pressure, what's then doing the cutting? Not the line, not the powder. What? Okay, you should never do this. This is very dangerous. Everyone, this is something to stay far away from today. There's a lot of horror stories trying to shave with sam. Okay, let's see what it says over here on the bottom. On the bottom, oyis base. Ella bitar. B'shut b'sam roish. Nasan gashan eitzel misha yeshloi pitzoyim b'abubos b'lechi b'lechi. A person has boils on his cheek. V'alpi p'kudas haref through the doctor's orders mukrach legaleach sar bitar. Dafka v'loi b'sam. And the doctor says the only solution is to shave off your beard with the razor. You cannot go use sam. kasav sham shigalech mikoidem b'misparayim ad shelo yagia kidei l'choif roshol liikaron. It's an incredible chiddush. So first you should use a scissors and cut down, like basically first shave. You can shave already, why bother, right? So you can go first use a scissors until you reach, you cut the hairs where they are so small the hairs cannot be bent, you cannot bend the hair. The oz kishayovo yolov hatar einisser. It's an incredible chiddush what he says over here. Can you imagine? It's like basically telling you, if you want to use a razor, you can use a razor. First you shave, right? You first shave an electric shaver, and after the electric shaver, so now when I take a razor after the electric shaver, so I'm not doing anything. That's not called hashchasa. There's no shear hashchasa. In order to be chayef hashchasa, he seems to be holding, you have to have a shear. It means you have to have at least a hair that's coming out, at least something that's coming out, and then when you take the razor, you're doing hashchasa. But if the amount that you're taking out is stubble, there's nothing really there, that it's not called hashchasa. So if the last conclusion over here is, the person wants to use a razor, he should first do an electric shave, and then use a razor. It's an incredible chiddush. I don't think this is acceptable today. Aval ayin b'shut noyde b'Yehuda shehevi yudzeh mi'agoyin Rav Wolf.
Baskowitz?
Yeah, v'cholak al ba'al kol zeh. He holds this is not a solution. There's no such thing. No, this is not acceptable. V'chein kasa b'shut chasam sofer d'mon of shach. Inim d'asaris ha'nishom achar giluach ha'zug havei command lessa. If you hold that, once you use the scissor action, you can use a shave, then the stubble is not halakhly significant. You already did it. When you shaved, you already did it. Either if you can shave, you can shave. If you can't shave, you can't shave. Doing this in a two-step process is not going to solve any problems. Baksowitz, Hanal, the sea of the Avsha Aim Luzuz, Mipsak, Malachasam Sotter, it's us, Mikomoka, Bidnido in Hashaila, Shanishal, Beecho, Shanilkach, Pisaim Lutsuva. He had no choice, he was taken to the army. The law, Yenichi Osulat says, when a machine, we did not allow him to leave the machine, the Chnichi Osulagelech, it's called the Konai, the Mei Shain Shamish Dirak Tar. This was an unusual situation, so that's why he told him, this is the best thing you can make the best out of a difficult situation. There was no other solution. So there's such a concept. First, use scissors, and therefore you're reducing the hair to a degree where it's nothing. And therefore try to minimize the prohibition. Of course, a regular person should never make use of such a leniency. Another solution. Go take a shave. Let the guy go to a barber and let the barber. And you should not twitch. Or the barber always says, sit up. Yeah. Sit up. Move this way, move that way. Don't listen to him. Don't listen.
That's why
the Gemara says Hechen Rosho. That's why. So therefore, don't listen. And therefore, you're not doing anything. The guy is doing it. You're not doing anything. Don't help him. And first, use the scissor action. And then you've reduced the hair to something that's insignificant. So then it's not called Hashchasa. It's a tremendous lumpness. Hashchasa has a shear. To do a Hashchasa, you have to start off with something significant. If what you're starting off with is so insignificant, he's saying the possibility, and by halacha, you're not really doing anything wrong. The ayin b'shut avnei yikara b'mishesh sasayroisav. The person's hair is falling out. V'yatsvuha. Now this is something which, don't try this at home. A solution for baldness is to shave off your hair, right? And it causes the hair to regenerate. That will be the healing. By shaving off all of your head, it will cause the hair to grow a lot. He did not want to accept such a halacha, a solution with a doctor, to shave off all of your hair. Kan Sakonas agov mishum tsar busha b'yalma ein hetl zedas ohet to go use a razor to shave all year. Halacha gimlan dal to quickly ein chelig ben tar leven chad v'ayin b'shut chavolim and imim oidois mechoyne electric le taglacha shemetchilo oisa masa misparayim par mishon v'shni v'vias gemeres b'ashchosa gemura kitar mamish. I don't know what kind of machine he's referring to. Okay, he talks about a certain type of electric machine which first it does the mice of misparayim like. Well, as we spoke before, we have a little listen card, and then the end is it goes and the blade presses against your skin mamish. Also, lehishtamishba al pi hanoida biyhuda hanal al ayin sivkon hakodim. Like I said before, that this two-step process, it sounds great.
Maybe you use a trimmer first.
First, you use a trimmer, and then you actually use the. The shaving part, the lifting. So in the same idea. So you want to suggest this lumbus is that since you're using the trimming, so that you know, that's definitely not called hashchasa. That's not hashchasa because that's scissor action. And then the hair is so small. So now when you apply a razor, you don't have a shear to do a ma'isa hashchasa because that's what you said before. That's not so. We don't pass them like that. We pass them. Even the stubble is called hashchasa. Next, ois dalit. The oisan shemasirin seir hazokin. Ayin mizeh b'shul chasam sefer. Benyin ahete giluch hazokin. Why are we allowed to shave our beards in general? Uveshut sevach tzedek nilbabich. Herich b'zev helo li'isra afilu b'misparayim shloike intar. He holds that you're not allowed to shave your beard altogether. Even with shaving, misparayim kein shloike intar. Even cutting, even trimming, there are people, chasidim, that don't even trim their beards. Can you imagine their whole life to let their beard grow and grow and grow and grow? They don't grow. The ayin b'tur b'shem ha'yusham b'shkasa sham megalchim zukonim is referish yusham the rias all over Chazal that they at least trim their beard. One thing, maybe you'll tell me they didn't shave their beard to their skin, but we do know we have very solid source that at least they trim their beard. Uveshut hashbeitz gorim umegalchim sam harich b'zeh. I don't know what that word is. Okay, there are always signs on the street. If you walk into any yeshiva, you'll see a sign. They reprint these posters that it's usher to shave. It's usher. They should ban those books. Okay, don't believe everything you see. There was recently a scandal, I don't know if you realize about this. There was a sign posted all over the internet. These images of Lakewood, they have a new thing in Lakewood, they have bus service in Lakewood, public buses. Public buses, a new thing, it's only a few months old. And they, as a promotion, wait, as a promotion, it's free service. It's a new phenomenon in Lakewood. They take you around. Public bus service from development to development. So all of a sudden there was posters on the stationer of Beis Medrash Gavoa signed by all the four Rosh Yeshiva and by Rav Matasiel Stalman, the Mashkiach, and by Rav Steinman and by Rav Shmuel Arbach that it is, you have to have a mechitza on the bus, separate seating, and a mechitza on the bus. We have to maintain the kedusha of this ir hakodesh. All these beautiful expressions, and it went on for a week. Everyone looked at this. Wah, wah. It went on for a week, and then it was discovered. I don't know why it took a week to discover that it was a fraud. Someone just copied. They took this from Monroe. From Kiryas Yoel, they took the letter, the same letter, and they put it on the stationery of Lakewood, and they send this all over. So don't believe anything you see. Just because you'll see a sign that says in the name of all the Gedolim, they're not allowed to shave. It's totally ridiculous. All the Gedolim, all of their children and their grandchildren and their son-in-laws, they all shave. And you tell me they write these tshuvas that they all send us to shave. Something doesn't make any sense. Something does not hold up. Okay, we'll stop over here.
I have a lot of Tigon.
Yeah, but you
can't
talk at the
CU today. Oh yeah. Afterwards, okay.
Okay, please, thank you.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we would like to make a CU next Friday. Is that okay with everyone on Mishle? You want me to be here?
What's your day?
When are you going to be away?
I'm going to be in the Fillmore for a week.
for a week.
Dial in.
The mayor.
Dial in.